Welcome to All Things Enchanted, where we ignite and awaken consciousness in a changing world. I am your host, Isha Lerner. Hi there, welcome to All Things Enchanted with Isha Lerner. I've had a lot of time to rearrange my ideas of how I want to share with the world, and I'd like to share a lot of the wisdom that I've gained over time. And one of the areas that I feel most excited to share is about the healing of inner child. And of course, that would include then the inner child cards. There's so much coming up for me in my life at this time as I go through an astrological cycle that's helping me to get into a time in my life where I'm at the final letting go stages. I mean, maybe it isn't final, but it's another layer of evolution. And I can really feel it happening in my body and in, you know, in my emotions and also in my spiritual development. And so I can gather a lot of what I have produced and created. I can, you know, tap into my passions and look at what is it that I really want to be sharing with the world and how do I want to share with the world and with my clients and how do I want to prosper in my own life. And one of those is that I really want to teach and, you know, give information on the essence of flowers, give information, share the knowledge of the mystical meaning of fairy tales, look at the beautiful layering of ancient knowledge regarding tarot and the roots and how we come to these archetypes and stories that have, you know, lived within the antiquity of our consciousness. So there's so many beautiful things, but I want to tap into at this moment just that incredible experience of tapping into the essence of inner child. And what I've been feeling so deeply in myself is the experience of my birth. And that's something that I would like to share in more detail. It was, as far as I have been told, and I actually don't know all the details, but it was an emergency birth in 1950s. Cesarean births weren't common. It was a procedure that was done if the mother was in danger and if the child was in danger. And due to circumstances, my mother was having a very difficult labor. And I don't know the story exactly, but she was rushed to have a C-section. And I know from details of friends of hers before they have passed away, the details of that, you might say, emergency early morning when I emerged into the world. And over my lifetime, throughout my lifetime, I have felt difficulty breathing at certain times. And I have, you know, had acupuncture and I've had quite a bit of therapeutic work that many of us have engaged with. And as we do this, layering upon layering unfolds. And what I'm feeling is this incredible connection to the right to life. And I'm not sure if any of you have had these feelings of, do I deserve to be born? Not even that. It's more of owning the preciousness of being born. And in fact, the miracle that comes through tough times, hard times, and difficult births and difficult beginnings. And that this incredible, you know, beauty that our souls or our essence, however that works, seeks birth, seeks the experience to come to earth and embody and do the good work. This is something that inspires me a great deal. And what I love so much is to imagine a future, you know, beyond the constructs of my old stories and the old stories that have surrounded myself and the experiences that I've drawn to myself, but also the old stories, particularly around this ancestral history. And so I would like to learn more about, the beauty of genetics and the incredible ability that we may look into the complex patterns of our own body and the biology of our body, and to explore the designs, of our nature. This isn't anything new. I understand that. And it's something that I have delved into with flower essence work regarding epigenetics and the study of scientific biology that connects to our biography, something that has been with us now for many years, but is becoming more and more exciting. And so with this, it takes, me into this beautiful opportunity to want to share the incredible work of inner life, inner child, and the inner child cards, the mystical meaning of fairy tales, the stories and the mythologies that sort of lay a framework for what we might call the hero's journey to walk through, the layering of initiation that we have before us in a lifetime. And so, in a sense, to see our life as, this beautiful garden, and that, each cycle that we go through, we sort of plow the terrain, you might say, of our soul, and we plant new potentials. We plant this inner garden that seeks the fertilization of new ideas and new potentials. And in a sense, there's this deep prompting within us to push forward and to grow into another layer of purpose, and reach even higher to a beautiful destiny that we hold. Right now, I'm looking outside at my beautiful giant rhododendron that is about to burst open. There's these buds that have turned bright pink, and then we had snow, and then we had rain, and then they got pinker, and then more snow, and now the snow has melted again, and the whole beautiful rhododendron that really covers the extent of reaching high over the deck that I'm looking out on, it's just so ready to, starburst open. And there isn't anything more beautiful than to think about once again the process of rebirth. And so with that, I'm wanting to open the door to look at how we move forward with right relationship and with change, and with, in a sense, the deeper essence of our evolution, no matter where we are on the circle of life. We want to acknowledge, in a sense, the real power of change, and but the original essence of the true self that we can engage with as the inner child, and understand more about our own personal stories, and begin to change the myth, and to change the unfolding potential of our future. So I'm just going to stop here. I wanted to hop in. I want to say hello again, and I'm really excited to share new classes and new information and lots of new ideas about how we may not only individually but together really open the door to our inner life and the light of ourselves and the essence of our true, our true self, which opens us to the essence of community and our sharings, and our vulnerability, and our willingness to be together and to be seen together. So thank you so much for listening. I just have a lot I'm excited to share with you. So have a beautiful day, and think about those buds and the beauty of rebirth that's living within you. Like, what might be opening within you at this time? Thank you so much for joining All Things Enchanted. So bye for now, and I hope you will come back as we share more and more about the beauty of our ever-evolving consciousness.
To learn more about Isha and her work, and to contact her regarding speaking engagements, appearances, interviews, workshops, and more, visit her website at www.ishalearner.com. If you would like to be considered for a guest interview on All Things Enchanted, please send an email to isha@ishalearner.com.